Okay. Got some funny. Is your leader here?
No, he actually took off about 20 minutes ago.
Okay, let me show you something funny. On Friday, I saw an ad in Best Buy.
Uh-huh.
Here's a Lenovo computer for $100.
Hey, that's not too bad.
Look what you get. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay, look at it. It has one Type-C connector.
I'm surprised they even give you a Type-C
It gives
connector.
An A, okay, 3.0. On this side, it gives you an A 2.0.
Huh.
All right, now the one that Patrick has,
hey,
that was $80, okay? But then it took $20 more to $25 more to get the...
You've got Ubuntu on this guy.
Listen, this is what I want to tell you. Is ask your advice and things like this, but here's what happened. I got it, and it had Windows 11 on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I got into the activation and everything, trying to get it to home. It wouldn't do it. And finally, I got it into the store, and then it said, oh, look at all these other computers you have. My junkers, right? I have so many of these little things. And so I undid them all, okay? Unlinked them. And then all of a sudden it got off and went into a home. All right, then.
Huh.
I put 20H2 on it.
Mm-hmm.
No, didn't see this. Okay. And then this morning I put a 20H2 on again. Oh, it got worse. No internet. Okay, and it says, show me the ones that you're available. Little, nothing. Okay. And so I tried two different ones there. And finally, I'm getting pissed. So I took out my Ubuntu one, pushed it in. Okay. Oh, yeah, we got internet. Does this work? Oh, yeah, this works fine. But what Ubuntu did, now this is maybe important, okay, for I think. What Ubuntu did is when it got into the settings, it asked, hey, do you want us to get rid of all the Microsoft stuff on the C drive?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah. And see, before I got in, and other ones I have done here, sometimes I could get into this part and I'd see these strange partitions,
mm-hmm.
and I was able to delete them.
Mm-hmm.
This time I couldn't delete in. In other words, it was set up to...
It's this guy.
Yeah, I couldn't delete the partitions on the C drive in this part.
You can... Sorry, not through this part. You can through the Windows installation media. But you have to have the drivers essentially on this guy loaded to see the drive itself. You can longer with 12th gen or newer, they kind of hide them now unless you've got the drivers, especially if you're trying to load Windows 10 on them.
Well, my guess is now, if I tried to install 20H2 on it, it would do it fine.
It probably would.
Okay, because of the fact they're trying to get you to force you to go back to Windows 11.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, reading this time. $100.
Now, this guy's not a Chromebook originally, is it?
No, it's a Windows 11 laptop.
Mm-hmm.
But I just had all sorts of trouble with Windows 11 trying to get a Windows 10 back onto it.
Yeah.
And finally, it got so bad. My last thing is I'm going to stick
Ubuntu.
And here it came up. You don't have internet.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't work. Not recognized, okay?
I had the same issue with this guy. Lenovo doesn't have any built-in wireless drivers. So unlike any Lenovo machine that you have, especially with... Depends on the Linux distro, but a lot of them I've had to plug it in directly to the Ethernet. Well, my laptop has that issue and I don't have an Ethernet plug. So I had to get an adapter just so I could plug it in. I got this guy running on Linux too.
Yeah.
I switched over from Linux myself.
Well, no, this I kind of wanted to show you because, you know, the one that you have is an $80 machine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Plus that, you had to have the powered hub, okay, on that thing. That's another $25. And I just showed it right here. This one has one USB 3.0.
Mm-hmm.
HDMI. A USB C.
Mm-hmm. C makes such a big difference. Where if you just have one C, that's almost as worth as having like six regular USBs.
That's right. Okay. Then on this side, one 2.0,
and then even
3.0. And then also, this is a big plus, I think.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And you know, it's just. I think on this thing about waiting on that machine. It's going to happen, okay? All of a sudden, we're going to read the right things and say, oh, there it is, click. It'll take about 10 minutes to get.
Well, and I'm also, so following some stuff online, looks like with some of the laws that are passing in Europe, Lenovo might have to do a firmware update that will allow it. There's some privacy laws in Europe that might get passed through. I don't know exactly what that Chromebook is going to come over.
Well, that's just kind of weird. I mean, you know, this is... You know, educational for sure, okay? But, you know, it's just learning and just seeing what these guys, because obviously we can't do anything, you know, we're not going to get in and mess with the inside of Linux and all this other stuff.
I've been kind of wanting to try, or at least the memory chip that it has inside of there. I've seen some people do something similar where, and this one I can't actually get to it, but pretty much the Chrome OS is saved on one of these, and apparently if you... wire it into the ground, or you get it so it's just grounding out one of these memory chips, it'll let you install it to the other one and doesn't wipe itself out. So there's some hardware.
Okay, well
I don't know if I want to attempt that.
I wanted to show you. I saw this for $100.
Yeah. Well, no, that's a good machine.
This is a 14-inch also.
Yeah. Where'd you get it at, if you don't mind me asking?
Best Buy.
Best Buy?
No, Best Buy has it out there, and they say this is our... Black Friday sale, we're starting early.
Yeah.
Like a month or something.
No, I'm looking for a new laptop for my mom, because my dog sent her laptop off the kitchen table while it's plugged in. So $200 for how she's using. I might actually pick one up myself.
Well, this is $100. $100. That's it.
That's not too savvy. I might be stopping at Best Buy sometime today.
No. It looks, you know. And again, for this, what I did also, I wanted to try one. I did a ASUS Windows 11 in Ogden, Utah, on the foot of the bed, under battery power to get it up. All right. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, why do I want to even power it up? What I'll just do is put the 20H2 drive here and then get into the UFE BIOS.
Mm-hmm.
I got in there. Didn't recognize the setup, so you couldn't boot off it. But what I'm guessing now is that they're playing dirty, and they're going to do everything to keep you from running 20H2 and try to force you back to 11.
With this machine with 11, yeah. But, and next year, it's looking like Microsoft's going to put some new hardware locks on it, so they're going to try and copy some of the stuff that Google is. They haven't yet because of the stuff that's kind of going on over in Europe, where it's kind of looking up in the air if we're going to pass those laws here or not. But Microsoft really wants to copy the same way as Google Chrome, where on a lot of the new, I'm sure you've seen with the new computers, like the secure boot settings and just all
that. Yeah, no, I've been following, because they do have the TPM on them, okay?
Yeah, and the TPM's a good feature where it's not, you know, you can use it with Linux if you want to. It's not a bad thing for security-wise, and it's not something that locks you out Windows or Linux or anything like that.
Well, I'll see you guys later, but I had to show you for $100.
No, that's really good.
I'm telling you, it's a deal. And also, when I first looked at it, I said, oh, this is the PW. Mm-hmm. It isn't.
Look at it.
Oh!
You see?
Yeah, it's not Type-C.
It isn't a Type-C.
Huh.
And that was the first thing I thought, oh, hey, this is really going to be neat because it's a Type... No, it wasn't. But on the other hand, with they have the Type-C connector down here, and I have that plugged into one of these U-Green powered hubs.
Yeah.
In other words, the power goes into the Type-C, but it runs over to...
Runs through the hub and the dock.
To a wall wart. Mm-hmm. Okay, just a transformer that you plug in.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not a PW 100.
But you don't need that, especially with a machine like this.
No, but, you know, It's just interesting for me to look and try, you know, for $100, I'll try that one. You
know? Well, especially with how you use them, especially since it seems, you know, you definitely have a lot of uses for different machines or have reasons to have that many machines.
Certainly Ubuntu in the GCC compiler is doing it. Oh, something I'm doing. Doing actually programming now in G and C, and there's the C. Oh, you should never have a goat, and things like this. Oh, that's terrible. And it has to look very, very opaque. You know, the C code. It has to look like that. Really neat. So you look at it. Oh, those guys must really be smart. But then what I'm doing is recoding it in, like, with the go-tos and all this, and then asking for a listing. Well, let's see what that really fancy crap is doing. Oh, well, that's... That's compiling into the same thing. Why didn't you write something that is not obfuscated?
It's funny, I've been seeing a lot of stuff with GNOME where I guess there's going to be some major GNOME updates to the desktop now. But on my home PC, I've been amazed at how much memory I can use with like a few different extensions or how memory hungry of a desktop it is. I'm used to the KDE desktop or the MoPlasma stuff. I like how GNOME looks on it, but it is a little memory hungry. But it's been fun. I got tired of Windows 11 2 weeks ago. I'm like, no, I'm just going to swap over Linux. Screw the gaming. I'm tired of it breaking every 2 weeks. And, you know, you can't still use Windows 10 reliably.
Well, again, this is on Best Buy. If you just go up there to the thing that's advertised.
I'll probably be stopping by, though, because that's not a bad deal for what it is.
Oh, for what it is. I mean, you know, this is a 4020 in here. And they aren't bad. They're running at 2.8 gigahertz turbo.
Yeah.
Okay, that one that I got from
when you try to
Ace, I'm going to say it's maybe like 2.7 or something, but if you get an N4000, that's a 2.5. An N3050 is 2.16. And that is not, you know, it's still a good computer. I mean, they're still working. But then I had this other one that I bought from Walmart for $250. It's an N5030 with the four cores. And it wasn't working much faster than the N4020 initially. Now it's almost equaling a Ryzen 5 3500U in practical stuff, but it wasn't at first.
I believe it, especially.
And these things change, you know.
No, the updates make the biggest difference.
Yeah.
I'll say on my home desktop, the last Windows security update, I lost 30% performance just because of the Hope Lead update. Well, switch over back to Linux. No issues with that.
Okay, we'll see you guys later.
So no problem. I'll let you know. I might start bringing that in and playing around with some time, you know, but I haven't had too much luck with it.
We just wait. I think something's going to happen.
I'm keeping eyes on updates.
That's what I do. I get out there on the web and I say, oh, what about this? Have you got that? And, you know, and you read these articles.
Yeah.
So
I'm amazed how many people are trying to. There's definitely a lot of people wanting to get around the Chrome stuff there. It's just Google's... Yeah. It's a cat and mouse game, it looks like, where Google's winning so far, but it's going to be... People are going to find a way through.
Okay. Well, see you later. You too.